Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we did the chapter on the preferability of abstaining from elegant designer, very expensive clothing out of humility. So today we do a chapter Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi has brought. The other side, one is a person is leaving out very expensive clothing, and on the other side now is a person at the same time doesn't go and start wearing those type of clothing, that now he becomes a subject of ridicule, he becomes the subject of pity, people start feeling sorry for him, people want to help him, assist him. So there is a balance in Shariat. A person is supposed to be dressing up according to his financial status. Allah Ta'ala has given a person amount, man, wealth. This person should wear accordingly that type of clothing. What the chapter we did yesterday was dealing with, where a person now is going for the very exquisite designer labels, etc., where you find people spending so many thousands. But here what we're speaking about is where a person, Allah Ta'ala has blessed him. Now at the same time, he mustn't dress up like a pauper. He mustn't make himself appear as a beggar, that he drops himself deliberately in the sight of Allah. This is not something that is required in Shariat. Allah Ta'ala has given a person, he should use it. The ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has blessed a person with, he should use those ni'mat. Make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be appreciative. Allah Ta'ala has given me the ni'mat. But what we don't do is we don't waste. We don't waste at all, and we don't try and use the ni'mat to try and impress the next person. That look at what car I got, look at what house I got, look at the amenities I got, look at my clothing, see the type of apparel I wear. All this is not for a believer. A believer dresses up nicely, yes, but at the same time it's not for name and fame and not for show. What we did yesterday, where Allah Ta'ala will bless a person on the day of Qiyamah, He will call him up in front of everyone and ask him to choose which garment of Jannah he wants to wear, and he can wear. That is for a person who leaves out that exquisite for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Simultaneously, doesn't mean we must go right down. So this is what today's chapter is doing, explaining to us that it's not, we don't go into the other extreme. Babu istihbabi tawassuti fil libasi wa la yaqtasiru ala ma yazri bihi li ghayri hajatin wala maqsoodin shar'iyyin. The chapter on wearing average quality clothes and abstaining from wearing such clothing which would be subject of ridicule without any need or purpose. A person is wearing clothes that is torn, clothes that is ragged, clothes that is dirty. He's giving himself that appearance. Shariat doesn't want us to do this. So a person should stay away from wearing like this. He should wear according to what Allah Ta'ala has blessed him. He should wear accordingly, but he shouldn't wear such clothing now. The people ridicule him. An Amr ibn Shu'ayb an Abihi an Jaddihi radiyallahu anhum qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna Allah yuhibbu ay yura atharu ni'matihi ala abdihi, rawahu at-Tirmidhi wa qala hadithun hasanun. Hazrat Amr ibn Shu'ayb narrates from his father, from his grandfather, may Allah Ta'ala be pleased with all of them, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Ta'ala loves to see the effects of his bounties on his servants. Allah Ta'ala loves to see the effects of his bounty. Allah Ta'ala has blessed a person with wealth. He's got money, and now he's taking that money and he's not using it. He's not using it on himself. He's not using it on others. Allah Ta'ala does not like to see that. You've got it, use it. So therefore, even in our clothing and the way we wear according to a person's financial condition, without going into extravagance, without going into wastage, and without going into the other extreme where a person now is dressing up like a pauper. Look at the beautiful balance Shariat has got. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing this in. Imagine if our Shariat tells us that every rich person must dress up like a pauper, how will it be? And every pauper, he should also, maybe on the other extreme, he should dress like a rich person, how difficult that would be. But according to our financial condition, we dress up, but we leave out those very exquisite, expensive, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will reward us, even for that. Yesterday we mentioned one hadith, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen one person. He was wearing very, very, very simple clothes. And when I say simple in the sense, that clothing that normally would be worn by people of extreme poverty. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, do you have money? So he said, yes. Rasulullah sallallahu asked him, what types of money do you have? Because you get different types of wealth. So he said, I've got all types. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that in that case, Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat upon you should be seen upon your body. O kama qala alayhi salam. The ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given you, that should be reflected upon your body. Not that you're wearing such poor, cheap, ragged clothing like this. So this is part of our deen, that we choose a part of moderation. And in this is simplicity, in this is ease. A person is wearing something that is decent. There is no harm in there. Allah Ta'ala likes it when a person is clean, a person is decent, a person is neat. He doesn't go into any type of extremes. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.